Just stand here. Just stand here. All right.
Talk to
just, me, just stand over there, okay? Stand over there. 1 minute.
Ring it on, Daddy.
You in glasses. Come over here. How are you, sir?
I'm not fine, Major.
Where are you from?
I'm from Botswana.
Botswana. Just stand over there, okay? I'll talk from a distance. Let me, sir. Sir.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to help you on something very important.
Help me, Major. Help me. I've long prayed for this time.
You see, the moment I entered here, I began to see something. And I'm actually seeing things. At the back there, get ready. Something's going to happen. Now watch this. Sir.
Daddy.
I am seeing a mine.
Yes, I was working at the mine.
You were working in the mine.
Yes. Yes, madam. Yes, father.
There is a day. The devil sent his agent.
I hear you, Major.
To scam you.
Yes,
I'm Major. Seeing a scam.
Yes, Major.
Do you know the scam? Do you know this scam I'm talking about?
Yes, I was scammed.
You were scammed?
Yes. I've got the receipt here in my bag.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. Do I know you?
You don't know me, Major.
Ever spoken to you before?
No.
Or maybe you wrote on a paper?
No, wait.
And gave
anyone
around this place?
Wait. No.
Now, Major. Hear me, sir. I heard the word Leonard.
Yes, my name is Leonard.
Your name is Leonard?
Yes.
Okay. Because in the spirit realm, there is a quotation right now. As I'm talking to you, I can sense a spiritual warfare where some powers of darkness are fighting with me as I'm talking to you.
I believe, Major. I believe.
Let me say this to you, sir. Okay. People that don't know, when we prophets, we are delivering you, what we fight in the spirit to make you get delivered. Because when I look at you, sir, within a short period of time, your life is going down.
Go deeper, Major. Go deeper.
The devil has been trying to put everything to make sure your life has gone down.
Go deeper, Major. I believe.
You know Nigerians.
Yes. Those are the people who scammed me.
Ah.
Yes.
How? Prophesy, Daddy.
How I'm trying to find out in the spirit. Wait. Okay, I got it. So I'll not ask you. It's okay. I got it. I'm talking to somebody who the devil is trying to put into the drain. But because he has come into this church,
oh yes,
I am seeing you as a multimillionaire.
Oh, I receive. I receive, Major.
Let me tell you.
I receive, Major.
If I be a prophet of God,
oh yes,
you're gonna meet a man. If you have not met him yet, you're gonna meet a man.
Yes,
his name will be called Action.
Oh my God, I've already met him.
What you have met already Action.
Prophesy, major.
I don't know who is this Action. Who is this Action?
I used to work with him at the mine.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm seeing him as like a geologist or something.
He's a geologist.
Yes. Parado. So wait. There is a proposal you have on the table.
Yes.
And this man wants to partner with you.
Yes.
And you are doubting whether you must agree or not.
I wanted a direction from you, Major.
You are looking for direction.
Yes.
You are looking for direction.
Yes, Major.
You must do a project with Action.
Yes, I receive, Major.
Watch a moment, because in the spirit realm,
prophesy, Major.
Power. I am seeing things happening to any person who is hearing me right now. Changes come into your life. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Wherever you are, receive it. Sir,
Daddy,
there is a white person.
Yes.
Who God is sending into your life.
Yes, Master.
I'm seeing a mind. I'm seeing a white man giving you a mind to manage.
I receive, Master. I receive.
I'm seeing, okay, what is this? I am seeing you trying to look for people, investors.
Yes, yes, Master.
You have been looking for investors.
Amen, amen.
But nothing is happening.
Nothing.
Turn
nothing.
Around. Turn again. Turn again. Stop. If I be a prophet, your life will never be the same.
I receive. I receive. I receive.
Prophets. Prophets.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Are territorial commanders.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
They are heavily defended. You have nothing to pity about prophets. I say you have nothing to pity about us.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
You have nothing to pity about prophets. Prophets are heavily defended.
Defended.
Heavily Woo! Guarded. Chaka baratayara.
Jesus.
I'm just seeing somebody right now as I'm standing right here. I want to help you. You're a young lady. You are twins in your family. But there's a spirit of a snake tormenting you. You are twins. You're a lady. I just want you to stand up. You are feeling like a snake is tormenting you. You are twins in your family. I just want you to come. I just want to come over here. Come over here. Today. You, come. Let me start with you. Come over here. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. All right. I have the one I was looking for. She's in front of me. So the rest, you can sit down. I'm going to pick you again on another issue. Allow me just to talk to you, lady. How are you?
I'm not good, Papa.
What's your name?
Tandy.
Are you twins?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I'm a twin.
You're twins?
Yes.
There's something I want to talk about you, okay?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to start asking a few questions which may confuse you, but they're actually helping you to deliver you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, do you know anybody who was born in December?
No.
Exactly. I said I'm going to ask some few questions which will look like they're confusing you, but I'm going to ask you these questions in order to deliver you. Okay?
Yes.
Because in the spirit realm, I saw a place. All right?
Yes.
And this place is Deben. Okay?
Yes.
It also confuses you, right?
Yes.
You don't know anything about Deben, right?
Yes, I don't know anything.
You don't know anything about Deben. Okay. Then I saw another issue to do with Joseph. Do you know Joseph? You don't know Joseph, right?
I don't know.
You don't know Joseph?
Yes.
Now, let me talk, okay?
Yes.
You were working somewhere else. The place where you are working, all right?
Yes.
It's like a mine.
Yes, I was working in the mine.
You are working with a mine, right?
Yes.
In this mine, okay?
Yes.
Because I'm trying to see something that happened, right?
Yes.
When you went to this mine, you're working, all things were fine because you're the breadwinner in your family. You are the person who will provide everything for your family.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But you are no longer working right now.
I'm not working.
You are not working right now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me go back. Can I just try to talk to you?
Talk to me, Papa.
When you were born, do you hear me?
Yes.
When you were born, what you must understand is what is happening in the physical is not what is happening in the spiritual. When you were born, there was a meeting in the atmosphere. where you were supposed to be killed with the fire at the age of 4.
Help me, Papa.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
As I'm speaking right now,
Yes.
You have got a birthmark that you don't know how it came on your body.
Yes.
It's on your hip.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I have it.
But you have covered it with a tattoo.
Yes.
On your hip.
Yes.
There's a tattoo there on your hip.
Yes.
Okay.
Prophesy, Major. Major. Prophesy that.
Do you know how that birthmark came on your body?
I know, Papa. Prophesy.
Do you know how your birthmark came on your body?
Yes.
How
I was bent.
You were bent?
Yes.
When you were how old? Do you know how old you were when you were bent?
I know.
Anyway, you don't remember?
I don't remember.
You were young, right? When you were bent.
Yes.
So you tried to cover it, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I cover it with a tattoo.
With a tattoo?
Yes.
On a tattoo, there's a butterfly.
Whoa.
On your hip. She thought it's a joke.
Oh, you scared me.
Now she's getting shocked. There's a butterfly, right?
Yes.
Not on a butterfly.
Ooh.
There is also a heart.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah?
Yes.
A love heart.
Yes.
Not only that, there's also a snake.
Yo!
Prophesy, Major.
The person who did this tattoo,
Yes.
The day he was doing it, he had cut his hair. Around his head.
Yes.
Only some hair on top of his head. Huh?
Yes.
Exactly. Joseph. That's his name.
Oh.
You were in grade 11 by that time.
Yes.
He's from Durban.
Yes.
Now, you didn't know why I asked these questions. He was born in December. Oh. He did a tattoo on you, right?
Yes.
Can I?
Prophesy, Misha, Misha.
Hear me. I just want to help you.
Help me, then.
Because this thing is destroying you.
Too much.
Since you did this tattoo of a snake.
Yes.
Hear me. Demons can take advantage of anything.
Yes.
Since there's a snake on your skin.
Yes.
A demon of a python.
Yes.
Took advantage of that tattoo.
It's moving even now.
You are feeling a snake moving on your body.
I can't sleep.
What happens with you?
It's moving and biting me.
A snake?
Yes. At night I take your picture, then I sleep. Yes. I sleep with your picture. Then I sleep.
I deliver you from every wicked spirit.
I receive.
Watch this. As I said, I just want to help you. Do you understand me?
Help me, Papa. Deliver
All
me.
I'm trying to do right now is to help you. Do you hear me? Because if I don't help you, if I don't help this lady, what I'm seeing, she will just die a sudden death.
Oh, Daddy.
Because now this demon... There's another friend of this demon that appears to you as a man in the night.
Yes.
He sleeps with you every night.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I feel it at night.
You sleep with a demon.
Yes.
Every time the snake comes to you, you actually feel being beaten.
Yes.
Each time, then the following day, you fight with the people or something bad happens to you.
Yes.
As I'm talking, you had a boyfriend. This boyfriend, you even fought.
Oh,
the whole night fighting, the whole night.
Yes.
Until now, you lost your job.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Because you lied.
Yo.
To your boss that you were sick. You went to a hospital to take a fake document. The name of the doctor is Tumi.
Woo! Papa,
don't worry.
It's
no
true.
Problem. I know it is true. But hear me, I just want to help you because this thing must stop.
Yes.
If I don't stop, this is a spiritual war that needs a prophet to fight in the spirit.
Oh, yes.
Against anything that is fighting you spiritually.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, Daddy. Stop it.
Because now you need a man who is spiritual.
Yes.
To fight what is bothering you
yes.
in the spiritual world.
Yes. Yes.
That's why, you see, when I'm delivering a person, there's a spiritual warfare I engage. No problem. Don't worry. No, when I deliver you, this demon has destroyed you. Everything destroyed.
D- Deliver me, Papa. Restore my job. I'm suffering.
Maybe let me go back to what I was saying in the beginning. Because I said you look confused. I said the day you were born, there was a meeting where?
In the spirit.
This meeting, it was to destroy you. Oh. This is why your sister.
Yes.
Your other twin.
My twin sister.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm seeing sister. This person disabled.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
She's disabled.
How?
In the right leg.
What happened?
She was born like that, I
mean. Exactly. You, what happened to your hip? Where's your tattoo?
It's here.
Which leg?
Right.
You are bent which leg?
Right.
Your sister is disabled which leg?
Right.
Thank you. Now, there was a meeting in the spirit. I saw a meeting in the spirit. Where now they said we should now make sure that these children must die.
Deliver us, Papa.
I know. So, you see, when I was about to start preaching, but I was trying to preach, I try to ignore it. I keep on seeing it. Like now, I'm seeing somebody. Okay? I try to ignore. I keep on seeing this thing. God said, no. Stop. Deliver this woman. Because her destiny has been tied. Tied. Because something happened. There was a meeting in the atmosphere of demons. Not demons meet and discuss what they must do to somebody or a particular family. This is how now they said they should destroy them. With you and your sister.
Yes, it's true, Papa.
Tantiwe.
She's my twin sister.
Prophesy, Major.
Well, just move. Move forward. Just stand there, okay? This demon will leave you. Don't worry anymore about your tattoo. Okay?
Yes.
As I said, demons took advantage of your tattoo.
Yes.
Exactly. So, when I deliver you,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That connection of demons will come out. You'll be delivered.
I receive, Papa. I receive.
You hear me?
Yes. Papa, restore my job. Please.
Huh?
Restore my job.
I know all you are thinking now is your job, but I'm thinking about your life.
Yes.
So, what do you want me to do? You are telling me what I must do.
No.
Huh?
No.
So, all you think is about your job?
I'm suffering, Papa. I don't have a place to stay.
Uh-oh. That's why I've called you here. So I can deliver you from the source.
Yes.
Of what is making you to be what you are.
I receive, Papa.
Jesus
I receive.
Christ.
I receive, Papa. I receive. Forgive me, Papa. Deliver me.
Oh, you want another man of God to deliver you?
No.
No, 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 no. No? No?
No.
Do I know you?
You don't know me, Papa.
Now, this is me. I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Major One is talking to you.
Yes.
Major.
I'm now bringing a solution to her problem. I want to deliver her. She says, no. Restore my job.
Deliver us, Papa.
Do you know how you lost your job?
Yes, I
know. Do you know how?
Yes,
how?
I know.
How?
I made a fake sick note.
Exactly. Do you know what made you make a fake sick note?
Yes.
You must understand now. It's a chain of problems.
Yes.
You made a fake sick note because at exactly 11 in the night, 11:25 p.m.,
oh.
A message came in your phone,
oh.
From Bongan,
yeah.
Your other boyfriend, your now new boyfriend. I didn't want to talk this thing. Now you're making me to talk things.
Papa.
Major.
Because now, you see, I tried to edit as much as I could. Now, she's not trying to teach me how I must deliver her. This is what sparked the fire. Your now boyfriend, the one, remember? He got, he's so jealousy.
Yes.
You began to fight. 12 o'clock, 1 a.m., 2, 3, 4, 5:25 a.m. You were like, yo, I'm late for job. True or false?
True, Papa.
Exactly. So you must understand that this issue is not about you losing the job.
Yes.
It's about a demon that is causing you to have boyfriends leave you, all this nonsense happening around your life.
Yes.
That's why I want to remove that demon.
Deliver
I will take
us,
you
Papa.
Spiritually. I will take you back to the day you were born.
Yes.
And I will deliver you from the day you were born.
Papa. I receive.
Now, I want, I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. Because that's where your problem is. When we deliver you from the beginning of the genesis of your problem.
Oh, yes, Papa.
It will be not even an issue of a job.
Yes.
Jobs will come from every direction.
I receive, Papa.
Marriage, everything you're looking for.
I receive,
because
Papa.
What was hindering you?
Oh, yes.
I even told you that your life has been tied.
Yes.
Now, when I deliver you, now what was, okay?
Yes.
Blocking you will come out.
I receive.
Now you start seeing your life, because most people, they don't know what is holding them. They are wondering, what's going on with my life? But there is a spiritual warfare. Are you hearing me? There is a spiritual
warfare.
Demons are fighting you. Powers of darkness. You see, if you're born again, we praise God. You don't have a demon, we praise God. But demons are still fighting you. The fact that you are demon free, you are not possessed, does not substitute the fact that there are devils out there fighting you. So don't worry. After I deliver you, okay?
Oh, yes.
After I deliver you.
Oh, yes.
Are you worried about your tattoo?
Why?
Are you worried about your tattoos?
No.
Okay, after deliverance, you're no longer worried, eh?
Yes.
Okay. Just, I thought you were worried. I would have prayed for them to disappear.
Pray for it, Papa.
Ah,
pray
shut up.
For even this one, Papa. Even this one.
Righteous and mighty.
Didn't she just say she is not worried? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where
I
is
that
one? Where is that one? Where is the other one?
Yeah, and yeah. I'm confused.
Show us down on your hand. Ah. Okay. Just stand there. Let me deliver you. As I deliver you, anything that was a source of your problem will come out. This is a spiritual warfare. You hear me? This is a spiritual affair.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Ashes, move out. Stay far, 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 Ashes. I am uprooting any seed which was not planted by God in your life. As I'm speaking now, these spirits, as I'm talking to you now, are under heavy panic. Because the light of God is standing in front of you. Breathe in. Out. Do it again. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, I uproot the demonic force by the power of God. You. Stand behind this lady. Okay? Bring your hand just to hold her. Come. Just stop there. I want to pick somebody with a similar situation, okay? Yeah.